Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USAPrepares.com. Hour number two. This is Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And I finished off at the end of the first hour with news in a flash. And I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to try to move a little quicker here so I can get some more articles in. Because I definitely want to talk about a lot of the election and voter fraud that has already been caught, which we've done by the hundreds over the last several months. So, next article, New York Times and CNN hoaxed world with this anonymous senior official story. I'm sure most of you read this. New York Times will run anonymous smears by a 20-something staffer, but not Biden corruption whistleblower. I'm sure you all heard about Bob Alinsky. He was a Biden hire to be one of their CEOs. And he came forth and disclosed a lot of the Biden businesses, and I use that in quote, didn't just get foreign investments from our enemies, but also confiscated tens of millions of taxpayer dollars in the form of subsidies, loans, and bailouts by selling favors and access to Joe Biden. These emails prove bribery, blackmail, treason, you name it. It's unbelievable. And this is money to China, held for the big guy, as they put it. You know, bribery and pay-to-play, racketeering. It's got deep ties to Russia, Ukraine, China, all over. See, folks, these people, they want your vote. But at this point in time, they don't really care about your vote because they care about the vote counting. And I'm going to get to election and voter fraud in a little while after I get through some of these articles. And if you recall the quote, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't have it in front of me, Joseph Stalin said the same thing. He doesn't care about who votes. He cares about who counts the vote. See, the nation today is on the ballot. Freedom, liberty, rule of law, it's all at stake. Legitimizing work is at stake. And if Trump doesn't win, the elite will continue to get free lunch in every context you can think of. The law will protect them and won't protect us. The opportunities will go to them even if they're illegal. And the good jobs won't go to us. The enabling, protecting, and liability immunity will continue to go to the big corporate oligarchies and the most corrupt portion of big government. And this is why they call so many people useful idiots, because they want you to stick up for your hyphen, your group, and your pronoun. The last thing they want you to be is American. Next article. I really like this website. People call it the new Drudge. I think it's way better than Drudge ever seen. Citizen Free Press mysteriously removed Bing search results 7 days before the election. Citizen Free Press, I've been mentioning their name for probably, I don't know, a year or two at least. Over the air on a semi-regular basis at citizenfreepress.com, C-I-T-I-Z-E-N, Free Press. Please see them. They are very accurate. They have good sources. And they have the audacity to say the truth. That's called patriots. That's called people who are willing to be hated to say the truth. See, if we continue to delegitimize work, that leaves you with no truth, no value, no hope. It's just wealthy people buying the narratives and buying the people to sell the narratives. While at the same time, little people are racking up delinquencies, defaults, and bankruptcies. So, as we become more groomed to be desensitized for the wrong things and cowardly offended for those same things, overly sensitized for the things that lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Oh, but it's all the white male's fault, right? Well, if that was the case, then why isn't Buffett and Soros and Zuckerberg and Zucker and Bezos and Dorsey and Gates and the Cuomos and Anderson Cooper and the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Cooks, the Murdochs, the Clintons, why isn't their net worth being confiscated? Because it's not a left-right paradigm. Very little of it. It's the aristocracy controlling and managing the serfs. And their agenda is long and wide, and we've discussed this on the show many times. I don't have a lot of time to go into it right now. I'm going to move along with the articles. Next article, Hunter Biden documents mysteriously vanished from overnight envelope, Tucker Carlson says. And, oh, good news. UPS suddenly locates the lost Biden evidence, returning documents to Tucker Carlson. You see how that works, folks? See, the Democrats impeached our sitting president for the Biden family and the Democrat crimes. Everything that they did, they blamed on Trump. Why do you think Joe Biden released his tax returns? As a plausible deniability cover-up for illegal business dealings. Next article. And I know we can talk about each individual article for half an hour, but my obligation and duty as an American is to get as much information out as possible. It's not that I'm any smarter than anybody. It's just my duty and obligation. And that is it, because I am an American. Next article should concern everybody. Van full of explosive discovered in Philadelphia on third night of rioting. And by the way, I've read an article where Philadelphia is so corrupt on election and voter fraud that President Trump needs to gain minimum 5% in Philadelphia area just to be legal, or in Pennsylvania, just to stand a chance of winning Pennsylvania. And I got a lot of articles about Pennsylvania and the election voter fraud. ECB, European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde explained how she'll save the world again if needed. That's code, folks, for a digital currency that's centralized that you will have no control over. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, rule of law, legitimization of work, free lunch to the elite. Everything's on the table. Next article. FBI active criminal investigation into Hunter Biden crime family. Active investigation. How often have you heard that on the mainstream media? I bet not at all. See, that's what happens when the system goes corrupt. It delegitimizes everything. It has nothing to do with this left-right paradigm. It has everything to do with keeping corruption, eliminating the truth, creating a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group we're in, one for victim group status and one for protectionist group status. The Bidens are a great example of protectionist group status. The addiction to power, money, and control under anything goes. Next article, CNN Lemon compares Trump supporters to drug addicts. Hey, now you deplorables and irredeemables and chumps are now drug addicts. Is there a negative demonizing word that Trump supporters and Republicans have not been accused of yet? I mean, we're gang rapists, we're Russian spies, work for Ukraine, money laundering for Ukraine and Russia and China, phony P dossiers. Oh, that's right. The Democrats did all that. My bad. Next article. Crime wave. Philly police were ordered to not arrest looters by deputy police commissioner. How is this deputy police commissioner, who's bought and paid for or blackmailed, still getting a paycheck from you taxpayers? Please explain. Next article. Trump hints he may fire Fauci after Election Day. President Trump, please. You need to fire 90% of the government workers, especially the federal workers. I know this young woman, and I got to be really careful not to disclose who she is, but she works for the federal government. I'm going to try not to give too many specifics. She says she's really pissed off. She's mad that all these people should be fired, and they just say, "Oh well, we'll do the job next week. We don't have to hurry." And yet they get 10 times the paycheck, 10 times the benefit, 10 times the pension that we, the little people who are told that our Social Security is going to run out, have to pay for these people. And yet these people can't get fired. 90% of federal government workers. Why do we need 75,000 people in the State Department? Why do we need 38 million people directly or indirectly working for federal government? It's a bunch of crap. We don't need it. Okay, next article. Oh, boy, I can go into that for the rest of the show, but I'm not going to. Next article, National Pulse exclusive. Hunter emails with dad to secure $1 billion business. You can't make this stuff up. This guy's running for president. Total proven corruption, total breaking of laws, total proof of racketeering and pay-for-play and bribery and blackmail and treason on video, on audio, in print, in transcript. And we have this guy running for president? We really are living in a 1984 Orwellian nightmare. Next article. Hunter Biden tried to cash in big with Chinese Communist Party. Emails prove it. Next article. Special report, video report, diary of Joe Biden's daughter alleges years of sexual molestation. You know, if I was making this stuff up and these articles weren't published in the public domain, and I was, let's say I was a listener, and there was no way to prove these articles, I'd hang up the phone, right? I'd shut off my radio or my podcast, or if you're on AM and FM, because these are all true stories. These are all proven. These all can be looked up. And the fact that this family is running for the highest office in the land to hold on to our nuclear buttons is unbelievable. Next article. Hunter Biden pictures of himself disrobed and exposed with minors. And Joe Biden says he's the smartest man I know. Next article. Biden is bought and paid for by Chinese intelligence. Next article. Hunter's $1 million contract with China spy chief Patrick Ho. Jack Dorsey says the New York Post Twitter account will remain locked until it deletes the original tweet featuring the Hunter Biden story. I think it's been put back, but it just shows the corruption with big tech. It's not just big pharma, big tech, big banks. It's big everything, big oligarchies.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, folks, Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vince Finelli. Really appreciate you guys being here. Getting close to the end of the show, a little more than half an hour left, and Vince is catching up on farming before winter sets in. So I'm going to continue with the articles. And next article was Keith Ellison plays politics and wields power to restrict freedom of assembly of political opponents at the Minnesota Trump rally, basically saying you can't have more than 250 people show up because it's so obvious that President Trump is getting tens of thousands of people to show up at his rally, and Biden and Harris, or I should say Harris and Biden, are getting single digits, like in the dozens, if that. Next article. Cartel-linked Mexican governor calls on immigrants in the United States to vote for Biden. Now, there is a testimony. That's the type of people that the Biden corrupt crime family is calling on for to put on his resume. Cartel-linked Mexican governor calls on immigrants in U.S. to vote for Biden. Next article, featured devastating, Giuliani confirms child porn and pedophilia on Hunter Biden's laptop. See, folks, when I talk about victim group status or protectionist group status is the big money individuals, the people who have no experience, the people who get washed out of the military, who, because because of drug use, the people who have no skill sets, the people who put no effort into life, no need no qualifications because they have, they're full of trust funds and they're multi-gazillionaires and they inherit lands, they inherit money, they inherit businesses, they inherit connections and databases. And yet they're breeding phony benevolence, phony caring, phony earnings, phony philanthropy, phony nobility, equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, diplomacy, economics. And we don't even have protection under the rule of law. I want you to think about you as an individual, a household, or a small business. If you were caught on a computer confirming child pornography and pedophilia and bashing and torturing young prepubescent girls, what would happen to you? You would be in the who's gal. That's what would happen to you. And here our FBI, our DOJ, CIA, all these government institutions that gets paid by your tax dollars are doing nothing about it. The whole system is corrupt. Next article. Zero Hedge. Pennsylvania. New COVID-19 security measures will make health a prerequisite for travel. I want you to think about, this is a nationwide thing, actually. I want you to think about the fact that you have to get vaccines from a company that has a track record like GlaxoSmithKline that I mentioned, Big Pharma, and they're demanding liability immunity. And you can't do commerce or travel unless you get these vaccines. Are the people in the background on the left still screaming controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent, hater, anti-ism, ist-phobe? While it's so obvious that they are, at the powers that be are asking you to cover up their crimes while they're dividing us with divide and conquer strategies. So what will you say when they come to you and come to your house with forced inoculations to change your DNA, destroy your immune system, take your blood, and possibly kill you? Will you scream anti-ismophobe? When they put you in quarantine camps, are you going to scream anti-ismophobe? When they close down your small business, are you going to scream anti-ismophobe? When they poison your food and water, steal all your nutrients from your food, which food has hardly any nutrients, it's all chemicals, are you going to scream anti-ismophobe? When someone gives someone else a job based on not on proven results or qualifications, but what group they're in, and you get overlooked, are you going to scream ismophobe? They eliminate your freedoms, liberties, rule of law based on some disease released by the globalists to preach depopulation. Are you going to scream?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Polls began opening Tuesday as election officials warned that millions of absentee ballots could slow the process down, perhaps for days, and in some key battleground states, weeks. Millions of absentee ballots were still outstanding as of Monday, including 1.3 million in Florida and 700,000 in Pennsylvania. Election officials have emphasized that long lines are not acceptable, but it does not mean that there's been any sort of widespread failure. They say safeguards are in place and voters should not be concerned about casting a ballot in person. If you're in line before the polls close, they must let you vote. Don't leave the line. Tampa Bay Buccaneers came from behind to beat the New York Giants 25-23 in Monday Night Football. Tom Brady on ESPN.
We didn't play the way they were capable of playing. And, you know, we're going to have to play a lot better than that. Glad we got the win. You know, going to have to keep learning and understand what we got to do better and then go execute a lot better.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Vice President Mike Pence was interviewed on USA Radio Network's Wayne Allen Root Show on Monday.
Wayne Allen Root, I believe you're right about the American people. Look, this is a freedom-loving nation. I know I'm talking to the capitalist evangelist, and I mean, people in this country believe in free enterprise. We believe in freedom. And I think what President Trump has done in this campaign, and all of us have endeavored to do, has been breaking through over the last month. It's really exposing. Joe Biden is going to be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. You've already got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders angling for seats on the cabinet table. He's endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that he, as in the American economy, is getting back on his feet, based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of re-electing President Trump.
USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's top? Last day. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm really glad you're here. Sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today while he catches up on some farming. During the break, we heard about somebody mentioning on the news about the Green New Deal. And we all know what that's about. It's about carbon footprint. It's about but it's not, it's just for the little people. It doesn't matter that the elite have multiple houses. It doesn't matter that they fly around in jets, often private jets. It doesn't matter that their carbon footprint is 1,000 times what each of our individual neighborhoods are. But see, the elite don't get accountability. Again, different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. The movie stars, the people on the mainstream media, they have sold out the little people for their lifestyle, for their fame, for their fortune. You know, if the Green New Deal, if Green was such a big deal, then each state would reward people for living off the grid, like I do. They would eliminate property taxes. But it's not about being green. It's about power, money, and control. You know, here in Montana, the Montana Department of Revenue said for years, okay, I live in a log cabin, as I mentioned earlier in the show, no traditional running water, no traditional flushing toilet. I live with a wood cook stove. They said I had a finished basement, two finished bathrooms. I don't even have one finished bathroom. I use gravity feed water from a pressure tank that I fill up with a garden hose. Oh, the white male privilege. Oh, I feel so guilty. You see, folks, if they cared about green, they would say everybody who lives off-grid does no longer pay property taxes. They do not care about that. It's about power, money, and control. Okay, let me go back to finishing up some articles here. Then I want to talk about election and voter fraud, which is running rampant around this country. Democrat restaurant owners are all voting Republican. Well, yeah, they should, or else forget about restaurants. Forget about any leisure and hospitality. Like I mentioned, first article today in the beginning of the show about Governor Whitmer is ordering restaurants to take names of customers for contact tracing, or they're going to face fines and jail time. Who's going to want to go to restaurants or hotels? Or, I mean, if you have to, if you're on the road for business, you have to. But the leisure and hospitality end of it, which provides a big chunk of our jobs, it's going to be gone. No one's going to want to, oh, there was somebody in there that day who had COVID, so that whole restaurant's got to be contacted. They're going to have to be under quarantine. They're going to be arrested. But who wants to deal with that? In the age of authoritarian, totalitarian, fascist, tyrannical, communist, socialist dictatorship, who's going to want to deal with that? No one's going to want to go to a restaurant under those circumstances where you're going to be traced and tracked and surveilled and censored. And my God, the addiction to power, money, and control. Power, money, and control is the highest addiction in the world, and there is not a close second. See, what we're doing is the elite are asking asking people who are voting for the left to cover up the crimes of the left. Keep that in mind. I know I've gone into great detail and specificity on that over the past few years, but I got to move on to other articles here. D.C. sees double-digit drop in student literacy. Again, D.C. sees double-digit drop in student literacy. Again, distract, and there's many subsets under that, like diversions and such, dumbing down and dividing by groups. This is a real phenomenon. It's the psyop. This is why I try so hard to connect the dots and the chain reactions of these psyops behind the scenes so you can focus on the agendas. I'm not being condescending when I say this, but there's consequences to these chain reactions. It's the economic and social engineering. It's the warmongering. It's all the things that we've talked about that is not... when we ask to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, it metastasizes like a cancer throughout all society. So what you're doing is you're basically doubting your own value when you ask to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. You're not empowering anybody. You're taking the power away from the people.
And this way the people are more susceptible to being bribed and blackmailed for the benefit of the elite. Next article. Trump signed 1776 order to push patriotic education on the eve of election. This is what a leader does. This is what somebody with guts does. See, we don't just need intelligence, because there's a lot of nefarious people who are intelligent. We need guts. We need patriotism. We need people to say, hey, I was wrong. That's why Candace Owens became a star overnight. She became a star because she said she was humble enough and gracious enough to say, I was wrong. In the Democrat Party, they told me to hate. They told me to be angry. They told me that I should be a victim because I'm female. I should be a victim because I'm black. She said no. So what did she do? She had the intelligence to read and research, but she had the guts to say it publicly. That's what the left hates. They hate reading. They hate research. They hate people who are, even if you were mistaken in the beginning, but if you had the intelligence to do the reading and research and had the guts to say you were wrong and this is the way it is, she says publicly the war is not against females, it's against males and masculinity. Okay, I'm going to talk about election fraud, folks, because I'm going to have to go fast here because there's not enough time to ever go through all my articles. Five states where voter fraud might change the presidential election: Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, and Florida. And I was planning on talking about this, but I have no time. Next article, Democrats colluding with CIA to launch intelligence operation that alters voting machine results. This is a huge story. Dave Janda, who happens to be a retired physician, by the way, I'm sure he has plenty of money, but he still decided to be a patriot. Okay, DaveJanda.com. He unleashed a bombshell story with huge implications about today's elections. He had a guest in his broadcast, a former high-level intelligence officer, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney, who warns that the Democrats and the CIA have put in place a mechanism which can alter the voting results of electronic voting machines in key states like Pennsylvania that will determine the outcome of the election. This is a covert technology called Operation Scoreboard, built by the CIA to steal elections in targeted countries that they're using against us right now. You can't make this stuff up, folks. So I'm going to just try and rattle off as many articles as I possibly can because I know we're running out of time. Republicans were asking federal judge to throw out 127 ballots in Houston because of illegal curbside voting. That was not successful. I want you to think about the election voter fraud consequences of these articles that are published in the public domain that I'm mentioning. South Carolina federal judge rules signatures don't have to match absentee voters. That's fraud. That's an absolute, it's not an implication. This is an overt admission to creating fraud to steal the election. Next article, and James O'Keefe did this. This is on video. A consultant and quote-unquote ballot chaser illegally pressured voters to change vote to Democrat candidate with a gift. And this is on video. Next article, Texas ballot chaser reveals massive voter fraud to elect Biden. Next article, Pennsylvania Attorney General declares Trump's going to lose. This is an admission to fraud. Just saying that Trump stands no chance on winning. Folks, we have to be diligent here. We have to vote. We have to get out there. I'm telling you right now, this election can easily be stolen just by the hundreds of articles that I've mentioned over the past few months regarding election and voter fraud. President Trump, You need to clean this up. You need to make sure that the citizen database can go directly to a voter and it can be tracked so that even the voter can check what if their vote was counted. This needs to be done. We have all the sophistication to do this. Next article. Seven Pennsylvania counties will not start counting until Wednesday. Let me repeat that. Seven Pennsylvania counties will not start counting until Wednesday. So those of you who think that the voting will be over tonight, it's kind of looking like that's not going to be the case because of voter and election fraud. See, again, when they use blackmail and they pee people off, that's a big problem. And all these crimes, whether they be done by the Bidens or the FBI or the DOJ or the CIA, there's no accountability. So people are going to continue to do them. Next article. Supreme Court deals double blow to Republicans in Pennsylvania and North Carolina ballot battles. What this article was referring to is that there's multiple days, up to 9 days, where they can count ballots. And they don't have to coordinate the signatures to get a match for verification. This is total voter election fraud. Next article. Investigators stop attempt to register dead people as Democrats in Florida. Folks, we have the sophistication. We have the technology to prevent all this stuff. How come the IRS has everybody's database? The Census Bureau has everybody's database. You know, whether we use blockchain or whatever technology is out there, we don't have to spend the taxpayer dollars on all this fraud. This is ridiculous. I mean, there's no legitimacy in this system. These are all these articles that we've mentioned today. And over the past several months are all published articles in the public domain talking about election and voter fraud. This is ridiculous. It's embarrassing for America. Next article. Thousands of ballots in Pennsylvania may be missing, officials say. Wrap your head around this stuff, folks. All the swing states is important for a legitimate win. Is all counterfeiting, election fraud, voter fraud, ballot fraud. It's unbelievable. We'll be back with the last segment, folks, right after this break. We really appreciate you being here. Thank you very much.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, folks. We're almost talking about all these certified ballots. And yes, I'm being very sarcastic and facetious when I say that, because the election and voter fraud is over the top. I'm going to mention a few articles here and then close out, because we are in our last segment. We really appreciate you being here, and we hope we are making a difference by talking truth and discussing how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided by the powers that be, and to show that it really isn't a left-right paradigm. It's more of an aristocracy serfdom relationship. So last, I want to mention a few articles here. Dead people caught voting in New York City. And again, as my disclaimer always is, these are published articles in the public domain, as hard as it is to believe. MSNBC says election doesn't end on election day. No fraud there. Next article, judge rules Governor Newsom violated California Constitution again with June order for mail-in ballots. But what's going to happen? We have all these declassifications, all these crimes that have occurred, all the evidence, including coups spying on a sitting president. What's happened? Do you think Governor Newsom's going to be kicked out and taken out of Sacramento on rails? I don't think so. He's going to get his wrist slapped. That is it. It's all BS. It's all done to pacify the people, thinking, oh, maybe this time something's going to happen. But if anything happens to us little people, we'll be in the who's gal for a crime one millionth the size of what they're pulling off. Next article, Kentucky postal worker charged with tossing ballots. Next article, regarding Biden's campaign manager, under no scenario, this is in quotes, will Trump be allowed to declare victory. I want you to wrap your head around that. If you think this is an open and shut case, if you think that President Trump is guaranteed a victory, it's very obvious they are rigging the whole system. Next article, several voting sites closed after all
for the virus. Who's showing up with voting in the last day on Election Day? It's probably three-quarters Republicans. So isn't that a coincidence that polling sites, voting sites, are going to be closed because all of a sudden someone tests positive? See, folks, we have criminal rogue intelligence agencies, sham court systems that protect only the elite and says that the little guy has no group self-pity points to have restitution or rights under the rule of law. While they're claiming phony philanthropy, phony nobility, phony benevolence, big corporations, big corrupt government is now destroying and only protecting the big corporations and big government using censorship, surveillance. It's not just big pharma, it's big tech, it's big corporations, it's big banks. And they're eliminating freedom. This is why the banks and big tech and Wall Street are all connected at the hip. Liberty and controlling the people while feeding their own addictions to power, money, and control. So freedom and liberty is being eliminated. That's why you have all these phony earnings fraud with companies. And they lower the bars of expectations to say they beat expectations. That's why Wall Street is admitting to voting for Biden. Because wherever it's corrupt to protect certain groups or certain industries or certain companies, they're going to vote for that, not for the rule of law, not to help out the people. So the people today, we have no protection, we have no rights, we have no restitution on the rule of law. We're just involved in a Ponzi scheme controlled by the pot stirrers that are guaranteed to use divide-and-conquer strategies and poison us against each other to eliminate our options and opportunities. And technology is being used as weapons for this plutocracy. So whether it be forced tyranny or forced obsolescence, the bottom 93% will not stand any chance of prosperity. We will be in a caste system. So when you look at the bottom line, you see life expectancy dropping for the little guy, the bottom 93% of income earners. Opportunity dropping. Suicide going through the roof. Debt going through the roof. The rule of law, forget about it. It's non-existent. It is not in America anymore. We should apologize to Russia for calling them corrupt for all these decades, because the United States, under the Democrat rule, under the oligarchy rule, under the totalitarian fascist rule, the rule of law under, as it is stands today, is 1,000 times worse than what Russia's ever done. We need practice what you preach laws. We need public forums. We need citizen review boards. We need to share ideas and solutions. We need to give the U.S. back to the people. I'm tired of the corrupt socialists, fake Indians, Pocahontas of the Wiawatha tribe, the pedophiles, the buttons.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.